Yeah, I have to say I've been very frustrated with the acting Transport Minister, Shane Ross. The situation across Donegal, we have a very large number of people who are waiting their tests. That these are mostly obviously young people who are trying to trying to get into the world of work. Obviously, in a place like Donegal, we have limited public transport, so you really need your driving test. It's vital in Donegal. My frustration is that, I don't see any great evidence of working with the likes of the driving instructors, the driving testers. I know that they, like other sectors, have solutions that are safe for them and the people who are learning to drive. And it's time now to look at, this isn't a unique problem to Ireland. This is a challenge all around the world, and there are solutions there if the minister and his senior officials look for them.
Is there concern from your perspective then that the Transport Minister and the powers that be aren't focusing enough on getting this sorted?
Yeah, I have been frustrated, I have to say. I have raised these issues in a number of parliamentary questions. Myself and other colleagues have corresponded with his office, with the senior officials. But this issue, as I say, we have a serious crisis in this sector in terms of the driving instructors, the driving testers, the serious frustration of the lack of information. As I say, we can look at perspex dividers, we can look at PPE being supplied, we can look at shorter testing routes. There's a range of options that we could look at here. But what we need is an assurance from the minister and the senior officials that they're on top of this, that they're going to have a plan to get those waiting lists and those waiting times down as soon as possible. That's where we're at now. You can see it in other sectors. I welcome it in the hospitality sector, in the area of hairdressers and barbers. Now we need a solution in this key sector, particularly for rural Ireland.